Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. God, it's beautiful outside right now. Bright sun, bright blue sky. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Right now, are we taking caller 97 or caller 9?
Caller 9 here.
This one only is caller number 9. So this is a quick one. This is a quick turnaround because all day long we have these tickets for our Valentine's Day secret show. Oh. How romantic.
All I need, my love, my valentines.
Oh, how pretty. Oh, right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697. If you're over 21, you'll get a pair of passes to the Sarah and Vinny Valentine's Day secret show.
Aww.
The Fairmont San Jose. It's a week from tomorrow. On the actual date of Valentine's Day. Cancel all your plans for the rest of the day. There's going to be drinking. Day drinking is happening. You know, if you're up for that kind of thing. Bring some cash for the bar. Tony Caters and the Fairmont are combining to do a delicious lunch. So have a little light lunch in there. All kinds of door prizes, fun and games. And we'll do a live secret show. And they're really fun. They're dirty. We always ask if there are secret show virgins in the audience. Because a lot of times people will like bring along a friend. Who's sitting there with like a horrified look on their face the whole time, like, oh no.
It's not that happening? Bad. It's not.
It depends
Some
on the situation.
People need to just lighten up and you need a little perv in your life. Everybody needs a little.
Was it a Valentine's Day secret show that we did at Cavallo Point where we did a lesbian
the wedding
marriage?
Where the parents, they were horrified.
That was horrible.
But they were there to support their family. Right. They were part of the wedding. They didn't have any intention of ever listening to a podcast done by us.
No, nope. They were just sitting in the front row like, oh my God, what's happening? Our daughters are killing us.
That show in particular, your Vegas girlfriend showed up and there was
Jenny.
More making out.
Yeah. Oh, right in front of the parents who were like, where are we?
They loved it.
What's going on?
They were all about the lesbian love.
Yeah. Jenny was, too. She was super happy to see me.
Yeah.
So I was glad
to
see her,
Nice to see
too.
You two reunited.
Oh, and it feels so good.
Getting after each other like that.
Yeah. That was not prompted by anyone at all. There was no forcible, you guys should make out. And then the whole room explodes. I blame the audience that day.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. So right now, calling it number 9. And then starting at 9 o'clock, we're doing this every hour, and you have to be caller number 97. So all day long, on the fives, 905 to 405. Call up and win these wonderful tickets. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. Good news for Justin Timberlake. His music streams jumped 214% on Spotify.
We bought some albums.
After the Super Bowl. And he just put out that record Friday it was released.
I bought it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been going through. I have the main record collection in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to add some of the pop stuff that my family listens to because I would normally not.
Right.
But I've had to get over my whole, I don't want anyone to see that in my collection thing. And that's not him in particular, but there are some where I'm like, I can't have Mariah Carey in my collection. Now I have two.
Right up until you can.
What about?
Do you have Vision of Love, the first record? That's the one.
That's I got the first two ones.
Those are the. That's it. That's all you need. What?
What about that song Egypt? Is that in your
Egypt?
Is that in your collection?
No, it's not. But I will be adding more
Egypt
things like Egypt. That.
Egypt.
what is a little surprising, it's not surprising that his numbers shot up, but Janet Jackson was also getting some love. Her streams are up 150%. As far as Justin Timberlake and the Prince
isn't
thing.
Isn't it funny how because now we can buy right then, right there, on our phones even, that if you see something and you go, oh, right, Justin Timberlake. Oh, remember that time, Janet? Oh, Janet Jackson. I haven't listened to her. And boom.
Boom.
Bought it.
There it is.
Didn't leave the house. Didn't even leave the couch.
Didn't even buy it. Here it is. I already own it. Because it's on the thing I subscribe to.
Oh, streams you're talking about specifically.
I mean,
okay.
Justin Timberlake was 100% ready to use a hologram of Prince, which would have been even more abhorrent to everybody. I guess he backed out at the last minute. He was ready, but nixed it due to backlash from social media and Prince fans, and that's why he pulled the sheet up, the silken sheet. Sheila E. was saying, don't, please, don't do it. And then there's this story. Never forget, Justin Timberlake once dissed Prince on Timbaland's Give It To Me.
I heard that.
The quote is, and I guess that Prince had said something like, for whoever is claiming they're bringing sexy back, sexy never left. And I guess Justin didn't like that. So he said on the Timbaland track, we missed you on the charts last week. Damn, that's right. You wasn't there. Now if sexy never left, then why is everybody on my poop? Don't hate on me just because you didn't come up with it.
That's a line in one of his songs?
In one of Timbaland's songs, Give It To Me.
Oh.
Because he did a guest verse, Vinny. You want to come and answer to the Prince thing? Prince would not be pissed at Justin Timberlake for using his image and voice during the Super Bowl halftime show, according to Prince's sister, Tika. They obviously paid them for some rights or something. Because,
well, yeah.
She says she was pleasantly surprised by his performance and enjoyed the controversial Prince tribute. She says she and the rest of Prince's family knew he was planning to sing, I Would Die For You. But says they weren't aware that he was going to do the video projection. And as for the backlash, she says everyone has their own idea of what Prince would have wanted, so it's an impossible position for Justin. Tika said her brother was outspoken, but he wasn't one to hold grudges, referring to the beef between the two of them. He said what he said and kept it moving, she said.
Who do we believe, Tika or Sheila E?
I'm going to go with Tika.
I'm going to go with Tika, too, everybody. Yeah.
I want to believe that, number one, Justin couldn't have done a show in Minneapolis like that without doing something for Prince. Number one, I thought the street thing was
beautiful, incredible,
so cool. And they pulled out and showed that.
That was beautiful. I thought that was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And such a nice tribute.
I really liked it. I thought the only thing that was wrong, in my opinion, was the I Would Die For You song choice. He has so many great songs, and you go, he's dead.
What did you guys think of his awesome outfit?
Justin's?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Not so awesome.
He grabbed it out of a bin somewhere. Ugh. I guess he was dressed trying to look like a man of the woods. Hard to do at the Super Bowl. All the glitz and glamour and all the mirrors, and then there you are, like in a raggy suit. There was a guy who won $14 million betting on the World Series this year. This was one of those things. So, look, he started with $500,000, so he was a dude who has some money. And apparently, it was a game by game, let it ride.
Who won it this year? Houston?
No, it was. Who? Didn't the Cubs finally win it?
I don't even remember.
Cubs won it.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Checking out. Dodgers and Astros.
Yeah, it was the Astros that won it. Okay. Phew! I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm totally.
So he bet on the very first game of the World Series. He picked the Dodgers for game one. And then, so now he has $1 million. He doubled his money. Then he picked the Astros for game two, and he doubled his money again.
Oh.
So now he's at $4 million. And then he picked, I guess he picked the Astros in games two and three, and then the Dodgers, and then he picked the Astros, and then he didn't pick the final game, he took the, he was like, I can't do it. I can't take the risk. I'm going to take the $14 million. But he won $14 million.
Wow.
So I don't know what exact bets he made as far as the Super Bowl goes, and or how much he put down to begin with. But the dude won $6 million
more. Wow.
I know. He is, by the way, unnamed. He's like, unless his name has come forward since the Super Bowl thing, they say he's younger than 30 and Eastern European.
What's East, is that Russian? What's Eastern European?
Yeah, like maybe Czechoslovakia, well, the Czech Republic or, you know, Romania, like some Eastern European. But anyway, the guy apparently won $6 million more bucks. I don't know his name, but.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
He's on a roll.
Congratulations, sir. The Foo Fighters, they did a show in Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium on Saturday night. And as people walked in, they were greeted by the usual list of things that you're not allowed to bring in to whatever concert you might be at. But leave it to the Foo Fighters to make it hilarious, Vinny. They limit the size of a bag that you can bring in. You can't bring in chili bins or coolers, commercially prepared food, including takeaway, unflattering photos of Ryan Seacrest, cans or glass containers, mixtapes, not in CD format, alcohol or illicit drugs, scythes, pirated VHS tapes of Land of the Lost, the series, furniture, chairs or stools, prams or strollers, cream magazines that do not mention Ted Nugent, dangerous goods.
So they're just having some fun.
They are. Any mention of Friendster or Webster starring Emmanuel Lewis.
Can I bring in this pre-rolled doobie in my cigarette pack?
You can try.
Okay.
Maybe you're not allowed to bring cigarettes in. I don't see it on here, though. Let's see here. You can't bring in leg warmers, selfie sticks, beige or mustard-colored macrame wall hangings, skateboards, rollerblades, or scooters, free radicals, objects that can be used such as projectiles, derogatory press clippings of Shania Twain, weapons, only number two pencils can be brought in, no wallet chains, no homemade nut milks. And by the way, I'm skipping a million things here. But it's adorable because if you read it, it's small print. And if you read it carefully, you know, oh, geez, I guess I can't bring in this unflattering picture of Ryan Seacrest.
Dave.
No, oh, they're so cute.
Dave Grohl,
it's
you.
Adorable. That's what they do. That's what they think. Come on, it's all. That's what they do on the tour bus.
You rascal.
They're like, oh, this is a long list of things you can't bring in. Let's add a few more. It looks like somebody named Murray Englehart. He is one of Australia's most respected music writers. Been doing it for about 25 years. He has reported some big news on Facebook about Axl Rose and AC/DC. He wrote, speculate all you want, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. AC/DC will continue with Axl on vocals. New album, touring, the whole nine yards. What was a massive gamble by Angus turned out to be an equally enormous triumph that has set the scene for the future. He's written books like AC/DC Maximum Rock and Roll, The Ultimate Story of the World's Greatest Rock and Roll Band. That's the title, the whole thing. And Blood, Sweat, and Beers, Oz Rock from the Aztecs to Rose Tattoo in 2010.
So as of right now, if that's true, AC/DC consists of two people, Angus Young and Axl Rose. I like it. I don't think you need anything else.
Totally fine.
I mean, if you go do those songs as they're written and you do them justice, right, people will watch that.
Be interesting to hear new AC/DC with Axl on lead vocals, too. I would totally want to check it out.
Even do a better job lyrically, because some of those lyrics in later days have been way too
piss
cheesy.
Poor. Yeah.
Well, how do you think the new songs are going to be?
They're going to be amazing.
They could be good.
Okay.
They have a formula in AC/DC.
Oh, Axl Rose, I don't think would allow himself to be involved in anything. He took 14 years to make that one album
that
no one bought.
Well,
right?
He took a long time.
But I can't.
You don't need to buy it. You have it already.
I can't say that it wasn't good because I haven't listened to it. Have you?
No.
Yeah.
Chinese
so we don't
democracy.
Know. Yeah, it might be good.
Yeah, there might be amazing songs in there. Never heard any of them.
Usually, when there's an amazing song, like
it rises,
the radio usually will play it. How come we haven't
heard about it? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It must suck.
It is true that they played it live. They played one song off that album, and I don't remember it. It doesn't stand out. The rest of the show, though, was killer.
But now he's in AC/DC.
We'll see. We'll see. That's just somebody saying. That doesn't mean it's happening.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, but it's that guy.
It's that guy, man. He knows everything.
You'd think Angus would tap out, man. Dude, you made all the money. Relax.
I just think for some people, there is no relaxing.
Well, all right.
Maybe they just go too crazy at home. It's like the guy in the Hurt Locker. He comes home from the war and just can't escape it and just has to go back. I can't just be here that didn't happen.
One thing I'm sure, as a guitar player or actually as any member of that band, that library would be fun to tour.
Oh, my God.
Just Back in Black alone, but add the old albums. I mean,
oh, my God. Those are the ones. You could stop after 1980, after Back in Black. I don't need to hear anything post-1980. Except for the new Axl stuff. I'm sure it's going to be amazing, Vinny. This is terrible.
Oh.
Someone died in a fatal multiple vehicle accident that happened outside Ames, Iowa. 70-something cars, because it was snowing and horrible and, you know, one car starts an accident and 70 cars plow in.
Who's from Iowa? Was it, what's that kid's name? Why can't I think of it?
Iowa?
Played Steve Jobs.
Oh.
Ashton. The Mark Zucker.
Was it Ashton Kutcher?
It was not. It that was.
Bastard.
Oh, I don't know who caused it, but involved in this accident was a tour bus that was taking, I guess, Dancing with the Stars does a tour.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My mom went. Yeah.
Did
they were
she?
In Santa Rosa at that Wells Fargo Center.
What'd she think?
Did you take her?
I got her the tickets. I asked Yuzette for the next day off, but she said no, so I couldn't take her.
Atta girl, Yuzi.
I'm sure you had just been on a 3-week vacation around the world.
Right. Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive. Sure. Every 3 weeks, you go on a 3-week vacation.
Please.
And like
people bitch about
vacation.
Our vacations. I know. Then he doesn't go. Then he's like, oh, I didn't take that as a vacation week.
No, or he'll want the day off before vacation and then the day after vacation off.
Yeah, Hooman.
Hooman.
Yeah.
I fly to faraway places. Doesn't count.
You're amazing.
Because, you know, you lose a day.
That's your problem.
Both ways.
Don't talk. Go back. Whatever that lady says.
No thank. It's
right.
Sad.
No thank. It's sad.
You're like a baby.
You're like a baby.
Go back.
So one of the Dancing with the Stars live light up the night. Tour buses was involved in this accident.
Back to this. That's awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's terrible. Actually, let me show you the picture. This is a traffic cam. There are effing cars everywhere. I mean, it's just they're all facing all different directions. Just in the middle of this snowblind highway. It's incredible. They're saying at least 50 and as many as 70 cars. I-35 near Ames. One person lost their life, five at least critically injured. They're saying it's the worst, the county sheriff's department says it's the worst crash they've ever seen.
And all the people on the bus are like, so this is show business, huh?
Yeah.
We're broken down in Ames, Iowa.
Yep.
In the middle of a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they all had their phones with them were tweeting away during this whole thing. I'm sure they're all fine. Cool. Didn't say anybody was injured on the bus.
You want this back?
No.
Sorry.
Fine. Corey Feldman was he's 46. Come on, let's go for it. I was kind of waiting for that. Come on, let's go for it. I bust into the club and start tearing it up. Come on, baby, let's go for it. I picture him busting into a club and starting to tear it up. It was so good. He was cleared by the LAPD Monday after officers looked into a report that was filed last month that detailed some incident in 2017. His rep had said, Corey vehemently denies these egregious accusations. It goes against everything he believes in and is fighting for victim protection and stopping inappropriate behavior toward both children and adults. The LAPD said yesterday that the department was working on their inquiry for more details, and Feldman's rep, I guess, directed everyone to Corey's Twitter feed. I don't know how many people he's got following. I'm sure zillions.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure he does, right? He's a star.
Yeah.
What do you think? A couple million?
Is that Corey? Vinny,
you have it.
Oh, I have it. You want to know?
Yeah, how many Twitter followers?
157,000.
Oh, is that all? Oh.
It's not bad.
Well, it's not star
it's not like the president.
Size. Right. Lying about, this is, he wrote in all caps, lying about sexual harassment is also a crime of perjury, and though we must take each claim seriously, we also can't run around making up things, and those making false claims must also be investigated. That was what he tweeted. It's not in this particular story, but the incident in question was something like a butt grab. Like a random person is saying, oh, this Corey Feldman grabbed my butt.
Yeah.
And wanted to press charges. And the LAPD was like, well, do you have any evidence of it? A picture or anything?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, but he did it. And so they've decided to, looks like he's been cleared.
Is that recent?
Yeah. This is, let's see, it was filed last month. And it happened last year, according to this.
He's got two movies coming out.
Oh, does he? Oh, how wonderful.
One's called The Sunday Night Slaughter.
Oh.
No, he's the only famous person in it.
What's the other one called?
The other one is Corbin Nash. Have you heard of that?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the guy from L.A. Law, Corbin
Burnson.
Thank you. I'm like, Corbin, I've heard that name before. No, I've never heard of that. What is that? Is there any
other
stars?
A rogue police detective in search of his parents' killer is murdered and reborn, the ultimate killer.
Oh, is that Corey? Corey plays the reborn ultimate killer? I can see that. It's typecasting for Corey Feldman. Kim Kardashian has a new scent out and sold right out of it.
What is it called?
It's called Kimoji Hearts. And it looks like they're, you know, the little sweetheart candies that have little different things written on them.
Yeah.
It's shaped like that. So it's, here's a, I'm just going to hold it up for you because I need the story. It's not that big. That's the one she's posing with for publicity. But it's shaped like that. It looks like you screw off one lobe of the top of the heart and that's where you open it up from. So they had 300,000 of them made and sold out of them. In 4 days.
Wow.
Looks like she made about
$4 million.
$10 million.
So embarrassing.
And so there's three different words on there. One is bae, one is ride or die, and one is BFF.
Yeah, just lame pop culture nonsense.
Right.
And they sold out in 4 days.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
She plugged the
economy's doing fine, everyone. Don't worry about the stock market plunge.
Well, your
people
kids
are wasting their money on
spending their allowances.
Garbage.
Yeah. She plugged the scents only on social media. There was no other, I don't think there was a print campaign or anything, you know, other than that. So that's all she needs. She's got, what has she got? 100 million followers? I have no idea.
Easy.
And then she took some of the fragrances and she sent them to her lovers and her haters. I guess that she sent them to Taylor Swift, Blac Chyna. Chloe Grace Moretz, who I think was the one who was giving her crap for posing basically nude on all her social media.
This is our haters list,
yeah,
right?
All the haters, yeah.
Oh.
Don't worry, though. They say she'll probably make more. And her signature scent, Crystal Gardenia, is still available. So
she has 107 million followers.
Mm.
So really, she reaches lots of people if she just puts her own little...
Man, Instagram let her keep the topless picture up.
Yeah,
well, she blurred
slightly,
the nipple.
I mean,
slightly.
Show Vinny. Let Vinny be the judge of that.
She looks good.
Well, I mean,
what was the question?
If you're going to take down topless pictures, doesn't that qualify?
He blurred the nipple.
It's almost like a small bikini.
Yeah, a really, really small bikini.
You okay with that, Vinny?
I'm okay with it. I don't have a problem with it.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vincent? Okay, he's looking at Kim Kardashian. We'll check in with him after the break. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For February, check out Jingletown. Oakland's vibrant arts community, Jingletown.
Yeah.
By the way, it's nice out.
Oh, it's really nice.
It's been spectacular, and it looks like, according to my app, it will continue to be warm and sunny for as long as they can predict.
I hate to feel grateful for it because I know we could use the rain and snow, but damn, it's been so nice.
Yeah. I don't feel guilty at
all. I think it's going to cool just a little bit after today, but today's going to be another warm one.
Yeah.
Warm, sunny, beautiful.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It's
so blue out, too.
I know.
I can see.
Freaking gorgeous out right now.
So.
Oh, it's freaking gorgeous.
Enjoy it. All right. So I checked the stock market. It's still down. We're still up over 24,000 on the Dow, though. So that's pretty good. But yeah. the stock plunge has been the big news of the day. And Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area said, don't worry. It's going to be all right. And so we all.
Yeah, he gave us all a right. nice little up swinging pep talk.
Fine.
It was nice.
Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, so, Vinny, are you going to buy Spotify stock?
No.
You sure about that? That's
no.
the one to buy. Trust me.
Let me just tell you right now that I made a leap into the market beyond my 401k and something else I've got that I did way back. I had transferred rolled over an old 401k into an IRA. I made one stock purchase. One.
Which one?
Snapchat.
Yeah.
And it has not gone my way. So, no, I'm not going to be buying any more stocks. If I'm better off in a high interest savings account. I'll just do that. I'm fine with that. I know.
What are you getting for a rate?
Yeah, what are you getting for a rate?
Over 1%. Nice. I use Ally Online. I think it's 1.15.
I just want to plant the Spotify seed. Let's see if it sprouts.
For me, while that's not as good a return as you'd get, probably, I'm sure bonds even return better than that or whatever, but it's super safe.
So
there,
safe.
There it sits, just right there safely, just sitting, in case I need it.
Yep.
What's Ellie doing?
Let's find out.
Yeah. No problem.
She sent me a picture of her weather app.
Oh.
What does it say?
Today's high is 80 degrees.
Wow.
Middle of winter.
Yeah. Marco Island, Florida.
People love it. If you've ever been to the East Coast or spent time, and I did, all my family lived there when I was growing up. We always had to go back east to visit, and you'd hear him talk, down Florida.
That's the law.
Going, down Florida. When we retire, going down Florida. All right, man. Whatever.
The living's pretty easy.
Good. Glad. Oh, here's a quick text. Sarah, why do you hate Brian Johnson so much?
I just don't like his voice at all. And I was a huge Bon Scott fan.
Right.
Well, we all like Bon Scott, but Bon Scott went and drank himself to death.
Right.
It wasn't our fault.
Yeah,
we didn't throw him out of the band. We didn't ask.
I agree. I'm with you. I think that Brian Johnson is... I just hate his songs. I liked Back in Black. I thought that was a great album. But I'm with you.
Like epic album.
It's great. It's not as great as some of the older stuff.
One of the greatest albums of all times.
Mm, you say. Has big hits on it, that's for sure. It definitely broke them through to the masses.
Oh, my God.
But the subsequent albums are just horrible. They're just a bunch of dreck, and it's basically the same song over and over with, like, you know, anthemic words. And then I've seen him perform live, and I don't find him magnetic at all, and I just don't like him. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sure he's a very nice person.
Have you
he's
ever
not
read
for me.
About Bon Scott at all?
Some stuff. I mean, I know some of his story. I haven't read like a biography or anything.
I think they're going to end up doing a movie about the guy, but I actually had read that he'd been the grind of the road was killing him. Obviously, as an alcoholic, he couldn't stay sober out on the road, and he was going to quit the band.
They were going to quit him from the band or something.
Right.
You know? I know. He's so great, though.
Oh. And then, and before anything good could come of it, he passed away. All right. On to the news, everyone. Researchers in Japan just announced a new potential cure for baldness that involves one of the ingredients in McDonald's French fries. The chemical is called DMPS.
Dumps.
dimethyl polysiloxane.
Sounds dangerous. I'm sure they're going to find some other side effect.
Like it makes your balls shrivel up to the size of raisins.
Right.
It's a type of syllable. Well, those are just in the way anyway, right? I mean, you really want
to. You grow
a
tail.
You just want to.
Two horns come out of your head.
Right. But you got a full head of hair. You just comb it over the horns. And
you're
going to
walk with a limp.
DMPS is a type of silicone they add to the fryer grease to keep it from frothing up. It's in other fried foods, and a lot of restaurants use it, but they say that they put a bunch of these cells on the skin of mice, and the mice started growing new hair in a matter of days.
Oh.
They mass-produced with this ingredient a specific type of cell that developed hair follicles. Boom!
Developed them. That's incredible,
actually. So you can't
do this.
If
they had a cure for baldness, would you do it?
No.
Would you put it on? Why not?
Because I don't.
You wouldn't have to shave anymore.
He doesn't want his balls to shrivel up.
I don't want any possible side effect that could come of it.
What if there were no side effects?
I have no. Look, if it could just be this one thing where, all right, now I have the choice to shave my head or not, sure, I'd do it. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't. And I'd probably grow longer hair because I wouldn't have to maintenance it at all.
Yeah, I know.
But the truth is, there are side effects to everything you do.
So true.
Every single thing.
Got a full head of hair, but your eyes fall out.
Yeah, I don't want any trouble, man. I'm pretty happy.
But your nose runs incessantly. There's always something.
You lose your hearing.
Sure, whatever.
Look at your hair.
They think this new treatment, though, is a huge leap toward curing male pattern baldness. So there's hope.
There's hope, guys.
Well, girls. Really, it's
sure,
for girls.
Girls,
it's
too.
Women are the ones.
Well,
guys,
women lose their hair, too. So, you know, and that's horrifying.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Guys wouldn't grind on it if women were like, yeah, bald men are hot.
I like a bald man.
No, yeah, I like a bald man. He seems nice. That's not. That's
I let
not,
a bald guy do all kinds of things to me that one time. I just told you about it.
What?
On the Secret Show.
That guy was bald?
Hugely male pattern baldness.
You didn't tell us that?
I didn't. It didn't even occur to me.
All right, well.
He
anyway.
Was hot. Sexy evolved.
The point
weird.
Is, there are plenty of women out there who are like, no.
Yeah.
And that makes guys go, I got to have the hair because I certainly don't want to be off limits to a certain percentage of the women of the world.
Right.
All right.
Men will go to long lengths. You just have to be careful to not drip that stuff anywhere that you don't want hair to grow, you know?
You don't know.
What let's not take that hairline. I can see the guys now with, like, you know, 3/4 of an inch above their eyebrows is where they've decided to start their new hairline.
How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact. Oh.
London has more Indian restaurants than any city in India.
I've heard that.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a big, Indian food is a big deal there.
I like it.
Oh my God. What's not to like?
There's one near Sarah's house.
Yeah, we eat there. But let's do that this Sunday.
All right.
India Palace, baby. Ding, ding, shame. It's in a travel lodge.
I don't get it.
It's in a travel lodge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the funny thing.
That's classy.
It's been there forever. It's so good.
I don't get it.
How did you find it?
It's in a travel lodge, bro. You know what travel lodge is?
I do, but why haven't they broken off? I mean, I get it. They got good rent the first time they opened up 50 years ago, but if they've been
that
doing
place
this
is
good
packed
for this long,
all the time.
Why
all
haven't
the time.
They broken off of the travel lodge?
They just
it's crack.
They like it.
They're the draw for the travel lodge.
Right. It's frontage right
do
on the
I
highway.
Know what travel lodge is? Yes, but why haven't they broken off? Answer that question.
Maybe they got a nice big space.
That's what's made them millionaires. They only keep paying a small rent at travel lodge.
Nicest
or maybe
guys,
they live
too.
There.
Maybe they live in the travel lodge.
It always seems like different
deal.
People every time I go
oh,
there.
Really? It is seems it like the same four people.
Mm. Arnold Schwarzenegger never blinks during Terminator 2. Oh.
Really?
Never blinks.
Huh. So if he blinked, he ruined the take.
Well.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, what?
It wouldn't. It's not like taking off a hat, you know, on one angle. And like blinking is, it's not part of the continuity, blinking. You can blink.
But he doesn't blink.
Yeah,
he never
which
blinks.
Is crazy.
Never.
Who's that guy?
What's wrong
Vinny.
With you?
Who was that?
Sony makes the bulk of its money selling insurance. They offer life, auto, and health insurance in Japan, which accounts for 63% of their profits for the past 10 years. Their electronics department operates at a loss.
Anyone saw their Disc Man? I know I don't.
I do not. I hated that thing the minute I got it and was so happy when it was obsolete. I think, oh, man. The Disc Man. Such a... You wanted it because all your music was on CDs. But boy, that had some flaws.
Speaking of CDs, Best Buy is pulling CDs from its stores and people are bummed.
Well,
it's the end of an era. Yeah.
It is.
Another one.
They've had an overwhelming drop in sales. The few holdouts that still buy CDs are upset.
Yeah.
Everyone else said, you still have this?
Yeah. It's your Nana who goes in there and buys you the top five albums for Christmas every year. What do you mean they're not still going to be here? Well, how? What am I going to do? An iTunes gift card? I don't even know what that is.
Google just studied what kind of foods people are eating in every city and found where different types of cuisine are the most popular. Pizza is more popular in Detroit than anywhere else.
Oh, Detroit.
Mexican food is more popular in San Antonio than anywhere else.
Is Persian food popular in L.A.?
Persian's not on the list.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Chinese food is most popular in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
The barbecue capital is Memphis.
Oh. I love barbecue.
Well, I'm dying to know what San Francisco is.
Not on the list.
All
the
right.
burger capital is D.C. The sandwich capital is Orlando. The steakhouse capital is Indianapolis.
Oh.
The seafood capital is New Orleans.
Hmm.
And the coffee capital is Seattle.
Hmm. And that's it, huh?
But we got the most romantic city, remember?
We did. That was
best
nice.
Valentine's.
Yeah. One of them. Yep.
So get out there and bone your honey in San Francisco, everybody.
In a hotel room, preferably.
Right, not on the streets. Oh, by the way.
Yes, speaking of boning people on the streets.
Well, I had a bad homeless joke, which I'm not going to even say, but...
okay.
I kind of remember that joke.
No, this was, never mind. It was just.
Just a product of his imagination.
Yeah, it was just about to come flying out of my mouth. I'm not going to. But Gavin Newsom's making that a big platform, not only for here in San Francisco, but all over California, the homeless problem is unbelievable. In Santa Cruz, where I live, it is they're everywhere. And they're setting up tents.
Yep.
And homes and
cities.
Little cities, and then they have to be moved on in order for the place to get cleaned out because they also are creating tons of trash.
Yep. Well, they were showing shots of I'm not sure where that
was.
Was it San Jose? They were moving an encampment, and it looks like a trash dump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, maybe part of the solution is pull dumpsters in where there's a city.
Well, that's the problem. As soon as they were doing this in Santa Cruz, they actually said the police chief. Remember, I went and heard him speak.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a spot and said, stay here for now. You can use this spot. The problem was that spot, they ended up, when they asked them to move, they found, I think, 80 used needles. So the drug problem is obviously a big part of the homeless problem there. But they also found tons of trash and people were getting sick on hepatitis A was a huge problem among the homeless areas where people were staying. So... as soon as you sort of sanction it by moving in trash and toilets and things, you've now said, everybody over here. I don't know how our hopeful governor plans to solve this problem, but...
It seems unsolvable.
Good luck to him.
Right.
Did I say our text number is 800-400-3697? Because it is. Feel free to text us. We love to hear from you. What's your opinion? You got to solve a way to solve the homeless problem? We'll
Please
pass
it
on
it
to the
Lieutenant Governor
right away.
Hooman has a direct line.
I'm here.
Fantastic. It's good to know.
Do you remember at the Fairmont Secret Show in San Jose when that girl showed her boobs, says 510?
Yeah.
Of course we do.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Of course you do.
I don't really remember.
What's wrong with
We've
you?
We've seen a few people's boobs at secret shows, haven't we?
Yep.
She just wanted to show them to us.
That was
her whole thing, right? She came up and she's like, I just want you to take a look. Was there something unusual about them? Or
I don't know.
Wanted
were
to...
they real?
No, they were nice. They were just good ones. She just wanted to share them.
I think it was on one of those note cards that Hooman reads. It was like, hey, I want to show you my boobs. And
Where are you?
Where are you? And she stands up. I'm right here. Here you go.
We take a look. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen at a live secret show.
Ugh, your communications officer sucks, says 408.
Hooman?
God, what happened?
I don't know.
But that's right. He's our chief communications officer. What did you do?
Did I get a promotion?
You did. We promoted you.
Just no more money.
I like phone screener title. Please, no promotion necessary.
That came in after he was answering the phones for a contest. So maybe they didn't hear him tell them what number he
well,
they were.
Well, you lost. If you won, I'm sure I would have got a different email.
Anyway, I'll read more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.